The elections are being postponed in Massachusetts because of the coronavirus pandemic. Four special elections that had been scheduled for March 31st to fill vacancies in the Massachusetts legislature, two House seats and two Senate seats, have been delayed. The special election for the second Hamden and Hampshire seat, last held by Westfield Mayor Don Humison, will take place on May 19th. Squaring off are Democrat John Vilas, a current member of the Massachusetts House from Westfield, and Republican John Kane, a small business owner from Southwick. The district consists of the cities of Westfield and Holyoke and a part of Chicopee and the towns of Agawam, Granville, Montgomery, Russell, Southwick, and Toland in Hamden County, along with East Hampden and Southampton in Hampshire County. Humison, a Republican who represented the district in the Senate since 2013, resigned when he was sworn in as the Westfield mayor on January 6th. Vilas said he stopped door-to-door campaigning and canceled meet and greets about 2 weeks ago as more and more aggressive steps were starting to be taken to try to curb the spread of the virus. But he hoped then the election would still take place as scheduled.
So my initial take a few weeks ago was that I wanted the election to proceed, but now a decision has been made. It's been based on the facts on the ground, the people that do this for a living. So you respect the decision and move on.
Kane had also hoped the special election would still go ahead, but he said people's health comes first.
Well, you know, I've been putting a lot of effort into the campaign and getting out there and meeting voters. And, you know, with having to change from our, you know, on the doors, boots on the ground style campaigning to go into virtual phone calling and online town halls, it kind of impacted our voter contact. So I think with what the state's done, I'm disappointed, you know, that the election's been postponed.
Plans are to continue the virtual campaigning on Facebook, but Kane said he hopes to get back to face-to-face meetings with voters before the May 19th election.
The best thing to do is to be with someone face-to-face and really meet with them and understand what they, you know, what they're looking for and what they need for support in their legislature. But for now, you know, we're doing that online and through phones, and that's the best we can do at this point.
Vilas said the majority of his time is now spent taking phone calls from constituents looking for help with such things as obtaining health insurance or signing up for unemployment benefits.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I per se suspended my campaign, but what I can tell you with absolute certainty is that 100% of my energy and resources right now are going into being the state representative for the 4th Hamden District and trying to help out my constituents in any way that I can. That's why I got into public service, to help other people. So that's what I'm going to do right now.
The decision by the legislature to put the special elections on hold reignites long-running discussions about taking down barriers to voter participation, according to Janet Dominance, executive director of MassPerc. She called for the legislature to enact no-excuse absentee voting and Election Day voter registration.
We can already see whether or not this crisis lasts for another 6 weeks or 4 months or whatever the duration is. We already know that we are going to be preoccupied with so many things in our lives that are getting postponed, pushed off, will need to be dealt with, and having that tool ready for November 2020, Election Day registration would just free up a lot of concern we have that with the current 20-day deadline that exists, the concern that there will definitely be even more people left out of the process in November.
Lawmakers also sent Governor Charlie Baker a bill that would allow towns to postpone local elections that are scheduled on various dates this spring. It included language that would allow for early voting by mail for any annual municipal or special state election held on or before June 30th, 2020. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.